Hello and welcome to Danny Golden's podcast. Today I'm very excited. We have the lovely Greg Calley, who is going to be talking about his beautiful art gallery located in beautiful Cardiff Encinitas in San Diego, California. We're very excited to have him on. If you haven't checked out my previous podcast, please do on DannyGolden.com. We appreciate you. Okay, so today's episode is all about art, community, and the beautiful things that happen when passion meets purpose. I want you to walk away from this conversation with a deep understanding of Greg's Calley Life mission as it relates to the incredible work he's doing at the Calley Life Gallery. This gallery isn't just a place to see art, it's a place to feel it. And it's all happening right here in Encinitas, a town bursting with creativity, history, and heart. I've always loved art. I spent 5 hours in the Prado in Madrid, and I still didn't get to see everything that I wanted to see. So when I stumbled upon Greg's art gallery during the Taste of Cardiff, I just couldn't get enough of it. So of course, I approached him and asked him if we could do a podcast about it, and he could talk all about these wonderful artists he's featuring and his purpose, and really just get people excited about art again and have them come visit and see it for themselves. Between the vintage photos of Encinitas and the vibrant, thoughtful work of Greg, had a 62-year-old local artist that he featured for the very first time, the entire experience felt like I discovered one of the city's hidden gems. And I've lived in Encinitas pretty much my entire life. I'm originally from back east, so I can't not say that, but it was just really be like a time warp. Pictures of old Encinitas, local artists being featured. It was just extremely captivating, and I wanted to share this with you, my audience. So it left me with a lot of questions. So that's why I reached out to Greg, and I was like, can we please do this interview? How long has this place been here? Who's the visionary behind it all? So Greg, please tell the viewers and listeners what this magical place, the Calley Life Gallery, is that you've brought to life.
Well, the gallery itself is something that's obviously ever changing. It's got a starting point, and that's with the art, but it really kind of has turned into more of an energy, awesome spot to just reset, think about whatever you want to think about, but leave with a different positive mindset. The art and the gallery is obviously my passion, but I'm just experiencing things that is what I think similar that the people are experiencing when they walk in here, something they didn't expect. So me being open-minded and allowing things to just come into my life and setting life up to have things happen that hopefully are more positive than negative. This place just encompasses that vibe. So I'm accepting all that kind of comes this way. I think I set it up to a point where good things are coming, and I've already felt it. I've loved the whole time being here. It's been a short time. I've been in this building for 6 months, we'll see where it goes. It's had a history of, you know, a previous gallery that unfortunately was set ablaze. It went down about on my 1 year anniversary. I was setting up to do a big party, and that occurred. So it's taken turns, obviously ones I didn't expect. I'm kind of bringing on the unexpected, so I've relished that, and I've looked forward to just coming and knowing that something awesome will happen.
So it really is like the phoenix rising from the ashes, you know, in some ways.
It really is. It's hard to even put it into words. I've been kind of coming to a place that I've realized that there aren't definitions for the certain ways that I feel about this journey and about what it does for me. The the words just don't exist. So I just come and experience it. And it's just, it's really what I kind of set out to do. It's just feel this feeling. And it really revolves around just being happy and staying grateful. So yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, I definitely do too. And I think it shows. So, you know, the people that come in here, they're just happy. And that's kind of the goal here. So.
Yes. And I felt that. So you're succeeding in your mission. What is the main focus for the gallery, for the Cali Life Gallery? What kinds of stories or perspectives are you most passionate about showcasing?
It's a great question. You know, like I said, it had a kind of a starting point, and I've always had a lot of ideas, and a lot of them have came to fruition. Obviously, a lot of them haven't, but this place, you know, the goal is to really make a living selling art and kind of bringing an understanding and awareness to the fact that there's a ton of creative people, and this place, for some reason, I've always felt, I've always felt that, so this place in general has just been a hub of creativity. I felt like more so than other places, unfortunately, it's just gotten a certain rap of a lot of talent, a lot of great creatives, just not enough drive or just too many things to kind of sidetrack us. And and so there's only a few that I know that through the years have stuck it out and, you know, stayed doing what they love their whole life.
Yeah, there's just a lot. It sounds like it's a very emotional feeling for you, and that, you know, you're obviously very connected to its mission and you care very deeply about it. And it was interesting. I was doing a podcast the other day with a numerologist, and I was talking about how the spirit world doesn't really communicate with words. And I've been thinking about that since I've said it, because sometimes, you know, there'll be little words, but in general, it's really a telepathic communication or a feeling. And so it is really hard to communicate the immense emotions we feel when we're living our dream and pursuing our passion, which is clearly what you're doing with this gallery.
I think just a second. Yeah, I think.
It's emotional.
I didn't expect any of this to happen. It's, unfortunately, I see so many people not enjoying their life, and sometimes it's bad to enjoy.
Oh God, yeah. I went to therapy for that because I didn't feel like I could be happy, and my therapist like, why? And I just said, because I don't deserve it. And they said, well, you make the world a better place when you're happy. So I think it's everyone's mission to find their happy. And us being unhappy because we feel bad for being grateful and happy doesn't make the world a better place. So I think you can enjoy all the happiness and good that's on its way to you or that's currently happening and not feel bad about it at all.
I feel that. I understand that. It's just little bursts, little pulses of these feelings that kind of obviously take control of me. And I'm easily... not easily, I just understand where I'm going, and I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today about it. So, you know, when you were envisioning this gallery, did you have a specific vision, like what you ultimately wanted to accomplish? Tell us about your dream.
Yeah.
Because I think our listeners want to support you in bringing it to life. And obviously, you know, your passion is, you know, I can feel it. It's palpable. And that's just wonderful.
Yeah. You know, at some times I feel like it's just super simple and I just want to be happy. But at other times, I think when I look deep at the journey to get there, it's just not a simple journey.
Right.
So, you know, the end where I want to be is just relaxing. being happy. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of things have happened. And, you know, when you get to this age, I was talking to someone, my office mate, about it's just wild being 40. And so, yeah, this gratitude is through the roof. The focus is better than ever, but there's more distractions and hurdles than ever, too. So it's just... it's a dynamic time of life, and with my personality, I know I'll make it through, you know, and be on the happier end of it. When I say happier, it's close to impossible to just sit there in pure happiness, as far as I've found.
Oh yeah. No, there's always going to be ebbs. Yeah.
So I just wanted to really kind of slowly outweigh the bads and be on an even pace for a little point in my life, just so I can kind of truly have a nice reset. And, but I do have a nice focus with this gallery, and I kind of circling back, I think, to your question is I want this place to be awesome, and I just want people to come in here and be like, wow. And that's really just it. My art's never had too much of a story to it. I've always just been fascinated with the finer moments in life. And I think that, this is really tough.
Well, and you get the opportunity to feature all these local artists, like the 62-year-old gentleman that you featured. His art was never, I couldn't stop staring at the painting.
No, it's, you know, that's why I'm so kind of like this, and I hope it doesn't continue.
It's fine.
I think it's
healthy for people to see that the emotion that is behind making your dreams come true. And I think, you know, in our society, we try to make it seem like everything's perfect, and that's not life. There's so no filter. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, trying to building a career off making things look better, trying to make a decent scenario, you know, unbelievable to the viewer. It wears on you, and especially someone that's what I would consider emotionally intact or vulnerable or whatever you want to call it. It just wears on you trying to kind of pull the wool over other people's eyes and make someone look prettier, make this, you know, place that you're trying to sell look better than it really looks. And I just like living in too much of a realistic world, which sounds kind of strange coming from a quite creative artist, I would say. I've been juggling that my whole life, I think, which is being extremely open-minded, but also having a very realistic point to me where I can sit back and make sure I'm doing the right thing. And that's why I feel like I've become as successful as I am, and as grateful as I am. So, when I say successful, it's like definitely not financially successful, but maybe I am. I'm still trying to figure out even what financial success is, but I know, that little gray area of success when it comes to just being happy, I think I've figured that out well before a good chunk of my surroundings, and I'm just happy to be in the place that I'm at.
Yeah, no, definitely. So one of the many things I absolutely love about the Cali Life Gallery is that it's right here in North County. So for me, it's close, accessible, and it has breathtaking views of the ocean right outside every window. But more than that, and what Greg is talking about, is that it feels intentional. And it is, real life, because in the gallery, when you walk in, you see old Encinitas, like before there were houses, like when there was like buggy and carriage and there was the first train station. And it's just, and you're like, where's the ocean in comparison to the station? And, you know, had a whole debate with the people I was viewing the photograph with. And just as you continue on, it's just, you know, every room and hallway has something that you're just staring at and you have so many questions. And I just think, you know, that's really about the intention of what you're talking about. And what Greg was talking about earlier is that for those unfamiliar with my hometown, Encinitas, and Greg's hometown, it's deeply artistic. There's murals on buildings. There's the Cardiff Kook that gets dressed up for holidays and things like that. There's art embedded in underpasses by a local elementary school. They have local artists like do these pieces. This place just breathes creativity. And since Greg and I are both locals, we've talked about how important it is to preserve that beach town energy and healing vibe, but also the spirit of the community. And art is just such a huge thing in Encinitas, and it's always had this like quirky nature to it. So I love that he has this gallery here, because I just feel like it really encapsulates it and it tells the story of the town that we have the luxury of living in. So Greg, did you choose the location purposely? I mean, I know it sounds like you had it burnt down and you've been working there, or did the stars just align and voila, here you are with this amazing art gallery at your fingertips? What's the story behind that?
I like that question. You know, I think the stars definitely aligned, but I pushed them around a little bit. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, once you get over the hump, or once I got over the hump of just understanding my direction and feeling like things happen for a reason, turning the bads into goods, it just helped me move forward. And then once I started moving forward after the fire of the first gallery, I knew eventually I'd reopen or look for a space to reopen. And took some time. We partially reopened at Pandora Pizza, which was an awesome opportunity. Mm-hmm. The owner of Pandora's, both the owners, you know, opened up the upstairs to me, and I had a temporary gallery there. They let me still hold my 1-year anniversary party at their restaurant. And you know, so the interim, I was doing little things like that, and COVID ended up, you know, putting a kibosh on that that chapter, which was short-lived. And then you know, then I looked for years for spaces that not only I couldn't afford, but you know, there were spaces that weren't available that just weren't right. There were spaces that were available that just weren't right. And, you know, I was just continually looking over spots and trying to figure out how much money I realistically could afford to, you know, rent a space. And nothing was realistic. Nothing still is realistic, to be honest. I'm just pushing forward what feels like day to day. And I've been doing that my whole career, to be honest, and just kind of knowing that it's going to work out for some strange reason. I think the biggest reason is that I know I have just a good amount of just trust in myself and endless optimism that has just pushed me through scenarios that most, I think, that just would choose a different route. And a lot of other things had to match up with my personality, my interests, how good I was at art, and how, you know, my skills developed mainly because of me sticking to it. So, yeah, the path, you know, has not been easy in finding this spot. I drove by it 30 times, you know, I saw for rent on the building. Stupid scenarios like my van is just too big and I couldn't fit in any parking spots that were right up front. So I just keep passing it, keep driving by. And then one day, you know, I had some frustrations build up of where I was working, how I was working, what I wanted to do with my life and the direction. This artwork that I've been compiling has just been not utilized and not viewed by the public, by anybody. And I just felt like things were wasting, you know, so I pulled the darn van over and walked right in and got the owner's phone number. And it turned out that he was a good friend of mine's father. And I just thought it was a slam dunk. And a week later, I was holding an event here before I had even moved in. And then 2 weeks later, I had the keys and I was moving in. And a couple of weeks later, I was holding an event. And now I'm here.
Wow. You
know, trying to really just make what it's already shown me. It is kind of just doing its thing. And I'm just here opening the doors, to be honest. Yeah, I got it kind of kickstarted with putting art on the walls and organizing it correctly and beautifully, I guess. But the place, you know, I knew it had history. I knew it would be more than just my work, as much as I wanted it to be about my work. I'm no fool, and I feel like I've always tried to work with others more than the average person. And it may be because I felt that I could get further with others' help, or I knew that I just couldn't do it alone.
Yeah.
And I was okay with talking with people. So that long-winded answer is that, you know, I found this spot. I looked for it. I knew that this was the type of vibe I wanted. I didn't expect it to be so vintage.
Mm-hmm.
But having an ocean view, driving west to work is always my plan, and my whole career is revolved around the ocean and my perspective, my interests, my hobbies. You know, now my art is just this is where it's gonna be, and the path that, you know, it took. I was born and raised here, so I just really never saw another way, and I enjoyed the path that I was on, so I never had to really search for anything. I feel like, as you know, weird as it sounds, it truly kind of collided with my life, having to make a living, hearing everybody say do what you love, having a lot of people say, you know, that'll never work out, and
right,
having enough optimism and being good enough at what I was doing to it just feeling right. And we're here today. So,
yeah, well, it's, yeah, I mean, well, you chose wisely, and it does have this vintage feel. It kind of reminded me of like a building in New Orleans, but it's in Encinitas, you know, with the floors and the hardwood floors and just the, you know, the way that the building is, you know, old school. It's just a wonderful feeling. What should people know about this gallery that would surprise them? Is there a detail or experience they wouldn't expect when they walk in there?
You know, I think that from what I've heard, you know, nobody wants to be like walking into a place and kind of feeling like someone's pressing sales on you or,
oh yeah,
or anything. They just want to feel good, and I've just got an overwhelming sense of people saying and expressing by just their actions and their vibe walking through here is that they just came in, they were happily, unexpectedly, you know, looking around and just feeling things, and the feeling part just keeps coming to me. So just coming here and, you know, not knowing what's up here is fascinating, because people have lived here their whole life, walked by it, thought it was maybe dark and dingy, but they come up and it's like, wow, it's all light and airy and beautiful artwork. And I love the structure. I love what you've done with your stuff, integrating it with the structure. And
yeah.
And, you know, getting the appropriate artists was something that came out of left field, but I knew it when it happened that I had to do that. And so, yeah, just a lot of things came into whatever, just alignment. And I was just kind of facilitating it with I guess can be a really educated kind of guess. And I got a lot of education to go, you know, I grabbed some of the most locally known, respected artists that I think live around here. And I like their work, love their energy. And, I know that it'll only help me rather than compete with me. And even, the thought of competition is interesting and fascinates me, and I'm okay with that to a certain degree. So the gallery is what it is, and I'm happy to come here every day.
Yeah, and I just think it's so cool because you're an artist and your gallery features your work and then other artists, and so that's a collaboration. And then as someone who collaborates with other artists like yourself, you can't do it alone. You need everybody else. And I grew up swimming competitively, and I always loved swimming on relays better than swimming individually. So I feel like if life's a relay, I'm game. I'm going to be dancing behind the starting block versus scared when it's just me.
I definitely, I went into this thinking that I was going to do it alone or just with just my artwork. And that was mainly because of, managing multiple artists at my last gallery and running into scenarios where, it's hard to manage your own household, let alone, another set of creatives with all different mindsets coming from different places, different ages, and then on top of that, having the fire, which was emotional, that brought, the best and the worst sides of out of everybody. And I just didn't really, right now I'm focusing on minimalizing my stress in life. Unfortunately it's coming at a time that life is a maximum stress. So I think it just had to come that way. I'm de-stressing my life because life is the most stressful it has ever been right now. But it's good stress at the moment. There's been a lot of hurdles that have been not what I would have chosen, but everything just, you can pull some good out of the worst scenarios, and that's just what I've been doing forever. So,
well, I think that's beautiful. I once had a friend, we were surfing, and he said, "Danny, no mud, no bud," and I always love that. So I think about that whenever I'm going through one of those not so fun hurdles and challenges in my life. So I had an epiphany recently. I was chatting with a close friend and a few new people, and somehow my website and dannygolden.com came up, and it hit me that I've never really considered myself an artist or creative. And when I said this out loud, people kind of looked at me like I was an alien. Like, how could you not see that? And I just always thought of myself as a businesswoman, or I just didn't really like, or just a hard worker, labels have never been important to me. I just kind of put one foot in front of the other. And then for me, I was always creating in the background. And my least favorite part of creating has been sharing, which is not really healthy for someone who's an artist. Like, if you're creating work and you're not sharing it, then it's not, why are you doing it? But I feel like it's meant to be shared. So that's been a learning process for me, but it's been definitely like, I always have this image of me like with heels in the sand, like in the universe, like pushing me. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. So I always do a podcast question, and I wanted to ask you, have you always considered yourself an artist?
I've definitely thought about this relatively recently. I don't know if I spoke to you about it, but I definitely spoke to a couple people recently, and I've came to a conclusion that it's a really hard thing to consider yourself for a couple reasons, and I don't know all of them, but one is it's really hard to sell art, and if you're not selling art, then it's hard to kind of feel confident about it.
Right.
At least if you've been doing it for quite a while, some people will say I'm artistic.
Right.
You know, but the whole like getting over that hump of I'm an artist, even myself at times, I was a painter, grew up drawing and painting. That's what I went to college for. And I just got asked in the ocean a couple of weeks ago, like, oh, you have art, you know, isn't it? You have an art gallery. So you're an artist. And I'm like, well, I'm a photographer. And I kind of sat there for half a second. And I just said to myself, that was really stupid. Like, why did I say that? I am more than a photographer. I spawned from like paint and like, you know, sculpture and just everything art. So I am an artist, and I just got caught up because I hadn't painted for 10 or 15 years. And I've just been taking photos, which I have a varying opinion on, like the levels of, like, I feel like painting is just like the ultimate artist. I feel like, you know, painting, maybe sculpture or like old art, just like really respected and like, I'm an artist. So with that being said, I started painting again, and I wanted to feel more of what I know I am. And it's so strange to kind of know what you are, but
not want to say it.
Not sure if you're that right now. And even if you're like, if I've created, you know, 50 paintings and a billion fantastic, you know, photographic art pieces, and I don't do it for 15 years, and someone asked me that same question, like, do I say I was an artist? Like, when does that fall off happen? When, like, are you an artist forever after you've, like,
I don't know.
I'm a retired artist, I guess that might be the case. I hope that's not the case, but yeah. So I think it's hard for people to consider themselves an artist. But I definitely, I love just, I don't really remember the actual exact question.
It was, have you always considered yourself an artist? It just,
yeah,
I find that, you know, we're living in a day and age where people are more inclined to want to define what they are. And I have never been that way. That's not,
yeah,
like, to me, boxing myself into an artist category, it's like, that's not just, first of all, it feels very weird to say for me. And if people want to think that of me, let them, you know, like, yeah, that's great. Right. I'm a writer. I've published a book, but I self-published it. So it's like, I don't know. And I think it's just kind of maybe how we were brought up. Like, you don't really go around tooting your own horn. You kind of just create, put it out there, and what will be will be. So that was, yeah, the question was like, have you always, you know, cause I feel like some people are like, I'm this, I'm that. And yeah, that's just their mindset.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I feel more and more like I just don't want things to be defined, let alone myself.
Yeah.
And I feel like that, like, people get this, once you get that definition and you say it, they think that that's it. That's all.
Right.
That's all that that's all I am, as an artist. If I don't go on telling them that I'm also a sculptor, a real estate photographer, a dad, like, no, I'm
there are a lot of things,
you know, yeah, a lot of things. So like, and then you don't want to. Yeah, so I'm right there with you. I feel the exact same way. People ask me, am I a surfer, for years? You know, I was just like, I started surfing late in life, you know, and it's kind of like, I didn't like people calling me, or I didn't enjoy it. And to the point where I didn't dislike it. I just didn't like it enough to where I wanted to say, yeah, I'm a surfer. I usually would just say I surf,
right?
Or I draw and paint. I'm a photographer. Anyways, yeah. So being labeled something like that is hard. But at the end of the day, like, the other people or will be the ones that will do the labeling. And if they want to think of me as an artist, then I'll take that over a lot of things. At times it's been, you know, a negative connotation, like you hippie right. artist, long hair,
oh.
Like,
oh,
you're not going anywhere. You know, the number of things that come with, you know, either being called a surfer.
Right.
Let's
the stereotypes.
Yeah, there's kind of more stereotypes in the negative sense when you, if you were to label yourself a surfer or an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the awesome parts of those two things, then that could outweigh the negative stereotype. So it's just whatever.
Right.
But yeah, being at the end of the day, being labeled one thing or another is something I never really liked.
Same. Yeah. I've always felt like it was like, why are you putting me in a box? I don't want to be in a box. Like, I don't know what I am. Like, but you can do that on your own time. Just don't tell me.
Totally. You know, deep down though, I have always felt like, you know, yeah, I'm a fucking surfer. Yeah, I'm an artist.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't have time to go into everything else that I am. And I don't want to say it out loud or else you'll just stop there.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah.
I, in my core, yeah, like I feel like I'm all those things. For the first, you know, half of my life and my career, you know, being an artist was definitely something that people looked at as go nowhere. You know, you got right. good, you passed with a decent grade point average because all you did was art. You know, like art's easy to get a good grade in or something, you know, so.
Right.
You went to college, but you got an art degree. What were you doing? Just kind of like pushing paint around and, you know, and to a certain degree, yeah. And sadly, a lot of people that do that love it. They don't just, so it's like, they kind of look, you get looked down upon for doing stuff that you just love. In some
which is sense, ridiculous. Yeah.
But yeah, always an artist, not always said it out loud.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you keep doing you, whatever that is.
I like being vague and you know, and being able to shape shift. And, you know,
yeah.
If I don't have a gallery in the next couple months, then, you know, that's the route it'll go. But I know that I'll continue on trying to be happy and more than likely doing something a little bit. What I would think is just cooler than the average day-to-day life.
Yeah.
You know, more interesting. I'm just interested in being interested.
Yeah.
So
definitely. Well, I love that. Well, if you want to learn more about the Cali Life Gallery and support Greg's work and the local artists, or even explore some pieces online, you can visit thecalilifegallery.com/shop. And whether you're an art lover, investor, or just someone looking to connect with authentic local art, there are so many ways to get involved. So we just want to thank you, Greg, for your time today. And thank you, audience, for listening. Really do check this gallery out. It really is phenomenal. There's a lot of passion. And it's just, you can get lost. And it's a beautiful place to visit. So we would love to have you. And if Greg has reminded us of anything today, it's this. And I wrote this down because I wanted to make sure that I said it the right way. That art matters, passion leads, and a great community can make life that much brighter. When we support each other and nurture one another's dream, we create dreams. We create something far bigger than ourselves. And that's exactly what Greg is doing at the Cali Life Gallery. And that's exactly what we're doing here by supporting him today. So continue to feed your joy, find your passion, and create. And thank you for listening.